This is the FM Gold Channel of All India Radio. In the program Countrywide, tonight we bring you an interview with Dr. S.K. Panda, IAS retired, Chairman of Skill Development Authority, Tripura. The interviewer is Nishit Joshi, AIR correspondent.
We are here to discuss about the skill development and skill development mission. What is skill development?
When we talk of any human being, the basic needs are three. That is commonly known as roti, kapda and makan. An individual need food, an individual need a house and also a place to stay. But as we develop, the requirement changes. And the modern requirement is again three. That is education, healthcare and skill for livelihood. So that is why skill has become an extremely important thing for every individual in all societies. Normally we go by the education. Students go to school and college, they acquire education, they get a certificate at the completion of their courses. We find that with those certificates, they do not get a job. So there is a gap between what the market need and what is being taught in the school and colleges. So this particular thing, basically the practical knowledge to acquire some skill so that the person become employable is called skill development.
So what steps government has taken for skill development?
Normally, we have got our school and colleges for the normal education. There is something called technical and vocational education. Earlier, what was happening, we are having separate institution for technical and vocational education, like the Industrial Training Institute, like the Polytechnic, like the Engineering College, like the Medical College. These are special institutions for technical and vocational education. But here, actually the constraint is, whenever we are talking of ITI, whenever we are talking of Polytechnic, the courses that they are imparting is relatively long term of 2 to 3 years. And the requirement of fund for setting up an ITI or Polytechnic is sizable. It's about 8 to 10 crore rupees. And the intake is 200 or so. So the point is that when we have got lakhs of people to be trained, we cannot go only by this ITI and Polytechnic. So what has happened now? This is again a recent development of the government, at the central government, also at the state government, that we are having the skill development policy. And the idea is to firstly standardize the courses. Here what has happened is that under the Ministry of the Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, the National Skill Qualification Framework that has developed standard of skill development courses in various trades, in various sectors, in consultation with the industries. Industries have come together and they have formed the Sector Skill Council. Industry body are advising what should be the courses, what should be taught. And accordingly, they have devised national occupation standards and qualification packs. If we take, for example, like construction and activity. And construction activity, there are different segments. One is like mason, plumber, electrician, carpenter, rod binder. Each trade, they have developed the qualification packs. And again, the qualification pack is not at one level. There are various levels. Like we are having class 1, class 2, class 10, class 12, like this in normal education. Skill also, there are various levels. So that it is aspirational. As the youth complete one particular level of training, he get the job. But he has a mind, I'll go for the next job. You must be seeing, like those who are doing the masons. A mason with a minimum level of skill, he does the plastering. He lays the bricks. But when you think of laying the tiles, you need a mason who has got a higher level of skills. That is where the skill development, what I just mentioned, is being imparted in different levels.
What are the trades in which skill development training is imparted?
In our economy, basically there are three broad segments. One segment relates to agriculture, other land-based activities and allied subjects. Like we are having production of, say, paddy is there, production of vegetable is there, production of flowers. Then we have got dairy, we have got goat rearing, we have got piggery scheme, then we have got production of fish, then we have got vermicompost, we have got beekeeping. So these are all related to the primary sector. Then the secondary sector relates to all type of manufacturing activities. It may be production of bamboo handicraft, it may be production of the handloom weaving, it may be production of anything that we deal with, this thing like making dress or making table, chairs, whatever you tell, these all construction activities. And the construction activities also form a part of the secondary sector. Then comes the tertiary of the services sector. Service sector is huge, for example, like you go for hair cutting, beauty and wellness. That is a service sector. Then information technology is a service sector. We have got huge number of automobile. Repair of automobile is a service sector. Then we have got the household electrical goods. That servicing is also a servicing sector. Basically, three broad segments. The primary sector relating to land and allied activities, secondary sector relating to construction and manufacturing, and tertiary sector is all relating to the services sector. In each of these sectors, then there are different trades, and in the trades there are different levels. So there are as many as over 1500 trades that has been standardized, and National Skill Development Corporation, they are dealing with this thing. And the beauty of the thing is that for every qualification pack, there are NOS, National Occupation Standards, and they have indicated that what is the syllabus. Second thing is that what is the requirement of space. Then what is the equipment that would be there? What is the qualification of the trainer? And what is the duration of the training? Then what is the minimum educational qualification of the trainee who will undergo this thing? Also the age requirement. And on completion of this thing, there is also an examination. Examination is conducted by the Sector Skill Council. And on completion of the examination, the candidate also get a certificate.
So it's a proper process.
Yeah. The point is that skill development was there earlier, but what is being done for the last 2 years is standardization of the skill. The entire thing is laid down and the trainee get a certificate which is recognized all over the country. So one thing is standardization and a certificate to be issued.
Who organized these skill development trainings?
Initially, the skill development program was being held in the government sector, but government sector has limitations. So now the major emphasis is on the private. So we call it private training providers. They are called TPs, to be in short form. The TPs, they are required to apply online. There is a smart online portal of the NSDC. On their submission of the details of the requirement they are having, there is a physical inspection. On physical inspections, once they find that everything is in order, then the training provider is formally accredited. Then he has to accredit the center also and the trades. So once the entire process is done, then the training provider is given go ahead.
It's like public-private partnership mode.
The government fund is provided through the training provider for conduct of the training, and the private training provider, they make the arrangement. What you mentioned, public-private partnership, there are also, I'll just clarify a little bit. Usually for setting up the training center, we require building. And construction building takes time. Getting land takes time. We find somewhere there is government buildings and it is not being used optimally. So what we are doing, we are trying to identify the government buildings which are not being utilized optimally. Mm-hmm. Like a community center is there, it is not being used every day. So that type of building is being given to the private training provider on rental basis to see that the resource, the assets are utilized and the training program are organized properly. I mentioned one part of it is regarding the standardization. The second part is scaling up. We need to scale up the training provider because number of youth, they are looking for jobs.
Yes.
And this job cannot be given under the government. So once they have proper skill, then they can work in the private sector. They can set up their own enterprise. That is the approach, standardization and scaling up.
What are the schemes under which these trainings are imparted?
About 2 to 3 years back, there are large number of programs of various departments. Every department was having its own scheme and own set of things. But recently, there has been a big attempt to standardize this thing. At the Government of India level, it is being brought under the umbrella of the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. And we have also got a central scheme that is called the Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Vikas Yojana. So that is the, so to say, main scheme under which skill development is being provided. Side by side, under the Ministry of Rural Development, they are also running schemes, that is for the Rural Livelihood Mission. And they have got Din Dayal Upadhyaya Yojana, DDU-JKY, Gramin Kaushal Yojana. So under that, Rural Development Department is also giving skill development training. Then in the urban area, we have also got similar thing, that is for the Urban Livelihood Mission Program. So that is the third thing. And the fourth thing is, number of departments, they are just continuing their earlier thing, like the ST Welfare Department. Mm. They hold skill development training only for the scheduled tribe boys and girls. Scheduled caste department only for the boys and girls belonging to scheduled caste. Minority Welfare Department belonging to the minority department. Tripura has large number of border. So a special scheme is there which is called the Border Area Development Program. And under Border Area Development Program, about 10% of the fund is also earmarked for skill development. For the first time in Tripura, in the current year, state government has decided that they will give some additional support to the trainees. Because trainees often come from very poor economic background. Most of them are working. So if they come and attend training program, those days they don't earn. So what they will eat? For looking after their loss of wage due to attending the training program. And also somewhere they like to commute, somewhere they like to, they may have to take some food. Keeping in view the entire requirement, state government has decided to support the training in addition to what is being provided under the central scheme. The central scheme provides fund which is being paid to the private training provider. That is for organization of the training. Because the trainee is not required to pay any money. It is entirely free. The private training provider, on completion of their certification process, they go for mobilization of the candidate. They go and give advertisement, and depending upon the market demand, depending upon the interest of the youth, then they respond. And accordingly, the private training provider organize the training. There is also a requirement under this scheme that whatever number of training they take in a center, at least 70% of them have to be placed. They have to be placed either in the private industry, either outside or inside the state, or they take up their own venture also. So on 70% completion, 17%, this thing only, they get the money. That is the requirement of the central scheme. And what I mentioned, the state government support is basically for mobilization, for implementation of the scheme, and this additional support to the trainees.
What are the assistance you give to the youth or to the people who want to start their own venture?
That is an extremely important issue, because mostly we take youths who are from the low income group families and they do not have their economic assets. So naturally, on completion of the training, they are required to be supported. The Prime Minister Employment Guarantee Program, PMEGP, which is a central scheme where the loan is provided as a concessional rate of interest and the support is provided. In the state government, we have got another scheme that is called Swavalamban. So there also, basically the financial assistance is provided in terms of part loan, part subsidy at a subsidized rate of interest. Also, they are giving, suppose they require any place to raise their thing, any shop or establishment, those are also given subject to availability under the conditions of the government. So the PMEGP and Swavalamban, these are the two major schemes under which financial assistance, support, loan is provided to the entrepreneur for starting their own business on completion of the training.
What is the target for skill development training for the year 2017-18?
We are 2016 to 2020, and the target for Tripura is 116,126. And for the current year, 17-18, whatever is the target, again, has two parts. One part is what the central government does directly, that is called centrally sponsored and centrally managed. So here NSDC, they engage the private training provider, and on completion of the trainees, completion of the formalities, certification, etc. and placement, then the money is directly released by NSDC. So that is about 75% of the target. 25% of the target and some special project is the target they have assigned to the state government. That is 25%. And Tripura has got a target of providing skill development to 11,425 youth during the current year. That is the target under the PMKVA, and other department, RD, UD, etc., they are having their own target subject to their availability of fund and the guidelines.
The people, especially youth, who are having an aspiration to get trained, whom they should contact?
Government of Tripura has set up a new directorate called Skill Development Directorate under the Industries and Commerce Department. The Skill Development Directorate are having their office at Indranagar. But you know, naturally, people from all over the state there cannot come to Agartala. So what is being done now is that we are now having the mobilization program in each of the 8 districts. With the participation of the 3-tier Panchayati Raj representative, with the district administration, various line department, banks, we are having mobilization basically to generate awareness. Firstly, why one should go for skilling, then what are the different type of skilling that is there, then what are the financial assistance that is being provided, and on completion of the training, issue of certificate and the assistance.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You were listening to an interview with Dr. S. K. Panda, IAS retired, Chairman of Skill Development Authority, Tripura. The interviewer was Nishit Joshi, AIR correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsctalks@gmail.com.